Union's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
Okay, I have an old man joke for you. In fact, it's a few old men who get together regularly. Before we get to that, let's do this. I need to welcome you and thank you for finding the Frank Opinion Joke Podcast. Thank you for that. Thank you for telling your friends. I can't imagine anybody who doesn't like a good joke. And if they do, you shouldn't be friends with them. There's something wrong with them, okay? AO Creative, AOCreativesPlural.com, AOCreatives.com. You need help with a website, podcast, either one. These are the guys you want to talk to. And hit the follow button. That way you'll never miss a joke. When you're younger, you don't think too much about older guys. When you're a young guy, except that you think, well, I'm never going to be that old. And then all of a sudden, you are that old. And I kind of envy old guys who've been friends for like, 40, 50 years. The same buddies, the same four or five guys get together, whether it's once a year, twice a year, every month, or every Saturday morning for coffee or whatever. I don't have that. But I also don't have a lot of friends. My whole life, I've never had a lot of friends because I was insecure to a large degree and not real certain of myself. It was very hard for me to ask somebody on a date or to, I don't know. I never was part of the good old boys club where we played cards every Wednesday night, poker, smoked cigars. You know, I'm a man, but I just don't have that club, that brothers that we stay together and meet until we all are dead. And I envy people who have that. I have a friend who meets the same guys every, I don't know if it's every morning or every Saturday morning, and they have coffee and donuts, sit around and tell stories and jokes and reminisce, and I think that's fantastic. So this is a joke about three old guys. And they're up there. They're 80s, 90. One of them is 90. And they're sitting around. They decide to go, on a fishing trip together. And so they're sitting around the campfire. It's camping, too. And they're telling stories. And the one guy says to his buddies, he goes, "Well, what do you think the most scared you've ever been was? When was you the most scared in your life?" And one of the other guys says, "Well, I'll tell you, that's easy. I was in the war, the big one, WW2. And I will never forget the most scared I ever was. We were on the front lines, and they were firing at us. We were firing at them. We're advancing. They're advancing. And I come face to face with the enemy. And he pulls his rifle up and points it straight at me. He's not 3 feet from me, and it's pointed at my head. He pulls the trigger. Click. Oh. You talk about scared. When I realized his gun wouldn't fire, then I just shot him. I shot him. But let me tell you something. I was scared. That's the most scared I've ever been." And one of the other guys says, "Well, now that you've asked, I remember I was hiking, and I had to take a leak, and I went over by some rocks, and I was getting ready to do my business, and I hear this rattlesnake, the biggest rattlesnake I've ever seen, or I've ever even thought existed. Giant, all coiled up, ready to strike. And that snake was so close. I knew that if he struck, he'd hit me, maybe bite me right in the wiener. And he struck, but I think he might have been blind because he missed me. I was convinced right then that I was going to die of a rattlesnake bite then and there, but he struck out and missed and gave me a chance to escape. That's the most scared I've ever been." And the last guy says, "Well, I might have you boys beat. Several years ago, I was on a hunting trip way up north. And I encountered the biggest grizzly bear you can imagine. I didn't even know he was around. And the next thing I knew, I hear him. and I see him. And he rears up in front of me. I'm trying to reach for my gun. And he's rearing up, standing over me, 10 feet tall. And he just opens his mouth, and there are those giant teeth, and he goes, "Hurr!" I'm going to tell you something. I pooped in my pants. And the other guy said, "Wow. Well, yeah, I guess you did with a bear standing over you like that." And he goes, "No, I mean just now when I went."
Thank you.